Hello and welcome to Alfalfa's Premiership Show. Well, rather than talk about Manchester United convincingly beating Chelsea yesterday, I'll start off with talking about the teams that may struggle this year and actually the three that I think will be relegated, kicking off with Blackpool. Blackpool from the tourism capital of the United Kingdom done really well to qualify in the Championship playoffs. However, they're starting their home game away, which is very odd. Something to do with the stand not being ready in time. So when they were due to play Wigan at home, they've now switched it so they're playing Wigan away first. No major signings from Ian Holloway's men, and this could cost them, especially as they have got a very thin squad to begin with. Wolves. Well, Mick McCarthy's men had a fantastic season in the last campaign. Even though they were close to relegation, they managed to survive with relative safety. I think they had a couple of weeks left over to just kick back and enjoy the others scrabbling it out for the fourth from bottom position. Anyhow, even though Mick McCarthy has ridden this, he has to build upon it. And he's done so by bolstering up their strength in acquiring Stephen Hunt. He's been after him all last season and he's managed to get him now, mainly because Hull have been relegated. Stephen Hunt, the one that Chelsea fans remember. Also, Matt Jarvis looks really useful, a lot of speed there. I think they'll actually stay up this season. They look pretty good. Not so sure about West Bromwich Albion, however. Roberto Di Matteo has done superb since joining. From Milton Keynes Dons. He managed to take him up in second position. Graham Dorans looks really good, so it'll be interesting to see how he competes at this level. And they've signed Bors Myhill from Hull again. He seems a pretty good keeper. I reckon, well, even so, they still lack a bit of experience, and historically West Bromwich Albion don't seem to do very well in the Premiership. They're one of those yo-yo clubs, up and down, up and down. I'm not actually sure if Jonathan Green is coming back or whether he's signed permanently from Fulham, so if anybody knows, please let me know. And then there's Newcastle. Well, Newcastle were everybody's second favourite team for a little while. They had it all, especially with Keegan's Marauders, where they'd win games 4-2 or lose them 4-2. It was pure entertainment, but just had no structure. The Messiah's gone, though, and the dust has settled. They've fought back brilliantly from the Championship to win that, and now they're in the Premier League. Chris Helton is relatively inexperienced, especially in the Premier League, and now he finds himself mixing up with Sir Alex Ferguson on the first weekend of the season. I think they're playing on Monday as Monday Night Football returns. Well, hopefully it's been seen that survival will be an achievement for them and not a Champions League position. They haven't got the firepower they once had. Shearer's gone. Owen never really took off for them. Roy Carroll, definitely a big unit, but I think he's got to prove at this level. I mean, he scored a great goal against Stoke a couple of seasons ago that sort of teased them into thinking they might stay up, but unfortunately it wasn't to be. Wayne Routledge, who seems to be bouncing around a few Premiership clubs, I think that's from Crystal Palace to Spurs, from Spurs to Villa, and then he went to some various places, but he's ended up in Newcastle United and he seems to be doing very well. He's definitely got the pace to compete in the Premier League, although he's not the finished product and he does struggle to get the ball in. He's definitely got some serious speed. It'll be good if they can just survive. And I think they will. They've got good enough quality. Campbell's definitely going to do well shoring up that defence. And, well, I guess we'll see. Bolton. Well, the Trotters. Owen Coyle's done well to sign Martin Petrov. He's definitely a match winner. He's got superb skill. But the problem is he is relatively injury prone, and that could cause a bit of hassle, especially when they need him for key games and he's just not fit, or they wheel him out even though he's half fit and he doesn't perform and then everyone gets on his back. I'm just not so sure. But anyhow, I think, unfortunately, Bolton will struggle and will go down this season, which is a bit of a shame. So these are Alfalfa's thoughts for this forthcoming Premiership season. It's only a week away now. Well, less than a week away. So all I can really say is have a good week. Bye.